Night fell across the face of Talon, and the war machines followed the dying light. Dust rose in their wake as the drying ground powdered under their tracks. If any living thing could have stood on the surface of Talon and survived, they would have heard the approach of the machines long before they saw them. Spread out in long lines or clustered together, they covered the dark ground in a carpet of armor. It was not an army. Such a name could not touch its nature. It was a host. They had come from dozens of the buried shelters across Talon, war machines bearing the scars of war like honors bestowed by great kings. Between them walked the automata of the Mechanicum, and above them the god machines of the Titan Legion strode. Signals crackled between them, swarming invisibly through the air. Far behind the advancing host, men and women waited in small rooms filled with the voices that scratched from speaker grills. Few spoke. Most simply waited and listened. There was nothing they could do now. All the weeks of planning, preparation, and coordination were unfolding across the dead land above. Some twitched with nervousness. Others simply stared into space with the dead eyes of people who were trying not to feel anything. A few slept, slumped over their consoles, in spite of the power of the moment. No one woke them. Sleep would be banished soon enough. In the time since the first Loyalist forces had reached Talon, there had been two attempts to do what they now were trying to do again. This night would be the third attempt to break the Iron Warrior's foothold on the surface of Talon and bring the battle to an end.